Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Martin Heider and the Heider family. Welcome to my world. Leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world.
Martin, what do you think you're doing?
Well, Harry, I'm in such a good mood that I thought I'd make it my show this week.
Oh, yeah, you thought you'd make it your show, did you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because you're in such a good mood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Martin?
Yes.
Oh! Go on, clear off and take your poxy family with you. And what a show we've got for you tonight, with the help of Mother Janet.
Hello!
Father Tony.
Hello.
The 82-year-old raisin lookalike, Nana Hill, and, of course, my little 4-year-old adopted son, Alan. Who, through the power of genetic engineering, is only able to communicate by the tapping method.
Tip, tip, tip.
That's one tap for yes.
Tip, tip, tip.
Two taps for no.
Tip, tip, tip.
And the theme from Hawaii 5-0 to express the emotion of love. That's easy, boy. Conceived in the shadow of Sizewell B. A cruel victim of nature's dark side, a lesson to us all. Here, you know World War II, don't you? You've heard of that, World War II. I got the bill for that the other day. Itemised.
Here, Harry. Can we send little Alan for tests?
Oh, not more tests, for pity's sake.
But we haven't sent him for tests for ages.
We never get any decent results back.
Oh, go on.
Oh, all right, then, get the scientist on the phone. Here, I went to see a mad scientist the other day, and, you know when you go and see a mad scientist friend, they always get the magic potions out, don't they? Hey?
Yeah.
They always get the magic potions out. So not that bad, right? I drank that back, and I'm standing there. I suddenly clutched my throat. I fell down behind the city. When I came up, my face was covered in hair. Well, hair, peanuts, fluff. Surprising what you can find on the back of a city. Dad, what's the theme this week?
The theme this week, Harry, is judges and janitors.
Judges and janitors.
Judges and janitors it is, and we'll be meeting some of those rather odd men who hang around in school boiler rooms with a broom a bit later on. And we'll be meeting some janitors as well. But first, the sound of Nat King Cole being fired from a giant catapult.
Stay as sweet as you are.
Batman.
Shh, quiet, Alan. I'm not supposed to know about that.
Sorry. It's just I got the scientists on the bat phone. I mean, phone. I mean the phone.
Give me that. Hello. Finsbury Park.
Hello, Harry.
I know I've said it before, but that's an odd sort of name, isn't it? Finsbury Park.
I know. But my mum was a very keen fan of London's park system. In fact, I was talking to her about it last night.
What's her name?
Kensington Gardens West 2. She looks lovely in the summer with all the flowers and everything. Here, Harry, sending the boy down for tests, are we?
Yes, well, it's been a while, you know.
Yeah, I've got some lovely new tests involving birds. I've got a magpie test, I've got a finch test.
Lapwing.
Lapwing-a-ding-ding.
Jolly good. Now, just pop little Alan in the vacuum tube link-up with the lab, and off he goes for his tests. Off he goes! Here, I bought a lovely record today. Enoch Powell sings reggae. And I think we've got a track from that now.
No, woman, no koi. No, woman, no koi.
Lovely record, that. Lovely record.
Judges and janitors.
Time to meet our first judge or janitor.
We give a fiscal of fun to Judge Grogan with a haunted cart.
Welcome, Judge Grogan.
I'm the father of Gregory's girl, Claire Grogan.
Really?
No, but it was worth a try.
Well, my lad, haunted calf, how so?
Well, at night, Harry, whilst my body lays a-smouldering in the bed...
Hang on a second, Judgy, stop the music. Alan, have we got Stan doing effects this week?
I'm here, Harry, I'm here.
Fine, carry on.
As the light dims and the owls come out to dance.
That's owl, Stan.
Oh. As the foxes fornicate in the alleyways, so my haunted calf comes to life.
What are you talking about?
Well, whilst all me body is still, me calf, she twitches. And creates agonizing pain through the calf, like some dispossessed hand is squeezing the living lifeblood out of it.
Hold it. Stop the music. That's cramp.
No, it's true, I tell ya! Oh.
Judge Rogan there with a haunted calf.
Here, Harry, perhaps he might get rid of that calf pain if he were to exorcise more.
Yeah. Exercise, see? It's
Alan. Yeah?
Go on, hop it. I'd recognise that sound anywhere. It's Nana Hill. Nana's here.
My old man said I'm a Millwall fan.
That's ease, Nana, actually. Kindly release Engelbert Humperdinck. Please release him. Let him go. She certainly has a powerful kissing ability, Alan. How is that?
She certainly has, Harry. With a special hydraulic pumping mechanism concealed in the soft palate, Nana is able to lick the chrome off a shower unit.
Is that possible, Alan?
Yes, Batman, it is.
Putting the lick back into hydraulics. Tell me, Nana, how's the filming going?
I'm making a film for the Musely Marketing Board. I was a stunt double for a raisin. I had to sit in a big packet and then jump out into a bowl of milk. I was in good company. Joan Plowright was a cornflake. And Pat Coombs was a sunflower seed.
Well, as you know, every week Nana test drives a different vehicle. And what are you test driving this week? You amazing raisin.
A Harley Davidson Portaloo, Harry.
And how does she handle?
0 to 60 in a day and a half. But you must be careful not to pull the chain while standing at the traffic lights.
Points out of 10, Nana?
8, 8, 8, 8, 2.
2, very well done.
Yes. 2, I think, Harry, because it stinks to high heaven.
You can still get the parts, though, can't you? Now, Nana Hill, 82 years in the making. Tell me, what was Henry VIII really like?
Very moody. And he'd never stay for the lock-in.
Nana Hill, tell us, please, what have been your magic moments?
I've tasted life's rich topping. I've eaten the filling beneath. But the moment that I'll never forget was my night of fun with Ted Heath. He shook his shoulders in merriment as he carried me up to bed. And then I had one of me spasms and he went and left me for dead.
Nana Hill there as she disappears off before her Harley Davidson Portaloo, hazard lights flashing, a full system. It's midnight and she's wearing bifocals.
It's me, it's Ted Heath, come on home.
And now the sound of Frank Sinatra being hurled from a giant cannon.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Frank Sinatra there. Here. Alan.
What?
How's your shop going?
Better than my wildest dream.
Which is?
being chased across London Bridge by the entire Antiques Roadshow team. Only in a skimpy vest, with them all shouting, "Stop him! At auction, he's worth over £3,000!
So things are going well, then?
Yeah.
What's on special offer this week?
Well, Harry, in the shop window of Bring Back Hanging this week, I'm knocking a pound off my spouse alarms.
Spouse alarms, Alan? Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça?
Well, Harry... Well, Harry, with divorce up and the faithfality index down...
Faithfality index?
A measure of the faithfulness of a given couple. Mm-hmm. For instance, the royal family's faithfality index is running at naught.
I see.
Yes, what it is, it's worked out from the ratio of the number of people attending marriage guidance bureaus to the number of people who attend discos.
I see, yes.
So, with the faithfality index up, how does one secure one's spouse against unfaithfulness? The answer, of course, is the spouse alarm, which I have here. Now, the main component of this highly tailored spouse alarm is this miniature seeing eye monkey. Yes, a Japanese breed of monkey that is pocket size and highly trained to spot disfaithfulness and a wandering eye.
How so?
Well, placed on the spouse with a tiny hand on the corner of each eye, these Shetsu monkeys are able to detect a wandering eye. If the spouse eye wanders, the alarm goes off. As you can see, Dad is modelling one here. The whole monkey sits on the head behind an elaborate toupee, which is virtually invisible except for the occasional monkey dung.
How does it feel, Dad?
Well, it's actually quite comfortable, Harry. The toupee is warm and moist, and the little monkey hands on the eyes is much like having contact lenses in, only with claws and smelling of dung.
Mum, if you'd like to take your position in front of Tony Hill... Now, you see, as with any faithful fella, Tony's eyes are constantly fixed on his beautiful spouse. But let's test that faithfulness by introducing a young French person with which to tempt Tony.
All right, everybody, it's Francis here. Tony Hill, you're looking very nice today.
Tony's eye strays. The monkey goes off. And the dung...
Oh, amazing, Alan. Amazing. The spouse alarm there. How many sold?
Oh, six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Chargers and janitors.
We welcome janitor Jan Zeta Jones with his enhanced pound coin.
Chargers and janitors.
Welcome, Jan.
I'm the father of Catherine Zeta-Jones, the actress.
Really?
No.
Now then. Catherine Zeta-Jones, wow!
I think we better remove that spouse alarm, Alan, for the time being, don't mind.
Open the window, someone, would they? Now then, Jan, the enhanced pound coin.
Yes, I've invented a pound coin that is, in fact, worth a pound and a penny.
Coin enhancement. Let's just see that. It's a pound coin with a penny superglued to the back, isn't it? Go on, get off.
Red wine goes to my head. You understand?
Lovely record there. Well, we have a lot of letters on the show, and here's one from regular listener Bunty Hoven, who writes...
A friend of mine recently told me that if you wear a thick woolly coat, hat, scarf and gloves indoors, when you go outside, you won't get the benefit. Surely?
Right, Bunty.
If you pay your national insurance contributions regularly, what you wear in your own home should not affect your entitlement to benefits.
Yes. Well, another very good point there from Bunty Hoven. That letter... Marked Norbury. Dad, you did national service. What does Norbury stand for?
Well, Norwich was knickers off ready when I come home. And Knotty Ash was knickers off the tree, yell and shout hi. So Norbury must be knickers off ready, obviously.
Obviously, yes. Yeah.
Knickers off ready, bought up rations yet?
I see, yes, I see. Well, imagine that used to give you and all the other national servicemen a lovely warm feeling.
I'll tell you what I did this week, Harry. I knocked out the back of the wardrobe in the hope that I might find the mystical land of Narnia.
And?
I found a stock that's been missing since 1957.
Today sees the 100th anniversary of the first anniversary of the invention of television. And it was in the tiny nuclear dumping ground of Scotland that the chief scientist, John Logie Baird, first broadcast the first ever episode of The Flintstones. And I think we've got a bit of that now.
Wilma! Wilma!
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
I was right. They do move in hers.
They do move in hers, you know.
Yabba dabba doo!
Will somebody go and get my grandchildren?
And now the sound of Tony Bennett playing Russian roulette.
Here I go again. I hear the tune. I want to go again. Taking a chance on you.
We welcome Judge Napper Evangelista and his singing Daleks.
Georges and Janitors.
Welcome, Napper.
Hello, Harry.
Evangelista, no relation to Linda Evangelista.
Who?
Now then, singing Daleks, how so?
Well, I got involved with the Daleks when I was trying the case of clothes versus rucksack of clothes. One of the Daleks was an expert witness. Anyway, during the recess, I stumbled upon a couple of them doing like a barbershop trio, so I took them into the court studio and got them to record a few tracks. Mm. At that time, it was mainly Dalek folk music.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, such tracks as Dalek Nation, Exterminate All Round My Hat, Subterranean Homesick Exterminate the Doctor, Blues, that sort of thing.
I see, yes, and but surely the Daleks are vicious fighting machines that exterminate all in their wake.
Well, that was a problem initially, yes, I grant you. I remember at one early gig they exterminated a man in the front row. Said he looked a bit like Tom Baker, but I couldn't see it myself.
Perhaps you'd like to introduce the singers, then.
Yes, Harry. Well, Theo here is a baritone Dalek.
And now!
Greg here is a tenor.
And
Leslie is a soprano. Leslie's able to get those high notes due to damage to his exterminator as a boy.
Shame.
That's all right by me.
At ease. Now, what are you going to sing for us today, then?
Well, they're going to sing the Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren hit, Oh, Doctor, I'm in Trouble.
Napper?
Yes?
Is that altogether wise?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know, with the Doctor reference.
Kill the Doctor!
Quiet, here! Quiet! Shut up, the lot of you!
See what I mean? It sets them off.
Now, just relax, Harry. Sit back and enjoy the music of the Daleks.
Oh, Doctor, I'm in trouble. Oh, goodness gracious me. For every time a certain man is standing next to me, my heart goes ache. Kill the Doctor!
The gun to control your Dalek.
Oh, he is reliant.
I'm terribly sorry about that, Mr. Hill. They're nervous. Give me a couple of minutes and I'll get it sorted.
Go on, off you go. I'd recognise that sound anywhere. On a Harley Davidson Portaloo, it's Anna Hill. That's easy, that's easy now.
One night.
Now then, Nana. What have you been up to this week?
I'm pregnant.
You're what?
I'm pregnant with this special EMF treatment.
EMF? EMF? You mean IVF, in vitro fertilisation?
No. I met a very nice young man from the singing band, EMF. He's unbelievable.
You're too old to have a baby.
I had the Beatles when I was 14. But you're right, Harry. I'm not really pregnant. Because I took precautions.
Precautions, no?
Yes. I took the precaution of wearing a latex rubber mask of Toya Wilcox. And he never laid a finger on me.
She goes there, no Hill.
I think I've got them sorted, Mr. Hill, the Daleks.
Napper Evangelista, of course, and his Dalek trio. What song are you going to do them?
Well, the boys are going to do Dr. Beat.
Oh, no, they're not.
Hey?
We're not doing anything with doctoring.
Hey,
right.
Stop me!
Leo, behave!
Set some off.
Yeah, all right. Well, how about Who's That Knocking at the Door?
No.
Doctor, Doctor by the Thompson Twins?
No.
Ricky Tinky Tardis?
You're winding me up.
I've got the Cybermen singing High O' Silver Lining.
Get off, sure. Now, recently, I heard a rumour flying about the place concerning the possibility that I might have, how shall I put it, a wayward older sister. Now, we've tried to keep it quiet, but something like this always gets out, so we've decided to beat the tabloids to it and admit that, yes, I, Harry Hill, do have a wayward older sister by the name of Chilli Faffa. She... Yes, she changed her name, didn't she, Mum?
Yes, we christened her Chilli Taffa.
And you admit, don't you,
mm-hmm.
that you and Tony are partly to blame for Chilli's current problems?
Well, in the 60s, it was all the rage to bring up a child as a bilingual.
And so?
So, I spoke to Chilli in English.
And I spoke to her in Janetese.
Janetese, Dad?
Yes, Harry, Janetese, named after your mother. A language that I myself made up and which I believe would catch on as the universal language of commerce. The problem was, with your mother's various business interests abroad, she wasn't around very much.
So the only English poor Chilli picked up was from instruction booklets for electronic goods.
And old Christa Berg albums.
She's an instruction
Christa Berg booklet Janity speaking record breaker.
But as one of the family, Chilli is going to be presenting a special item on the origins of the First World War, so...
Ooh, Dada! Make sure plans is us!
All right, darling. All right, now. Calm down. Ready?
Miku!
Ladies and gentlemen, the origins of the First World War by Chilli Faffa Hill.
Mingu Galdon's cassette! Access LCD timer programming bootleg
Mongo one!
Input start time, select text, be transfer, me goochie, me squinchy, but recorder set timer to mode.
Om diga bi was finasha.
Baby in red. Ustaga!
Chilli Faffa there. And that's the sound that tells us it's time for our celebrity judge or janitor. Mum, who's it to be?
We give a wigful of welcome to that giant among judges, Rolf Harris!
Ralph, welcome.
That's Rolf.
Now then, Ralph. Ralph.
Rolf, 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 Rolf,
Rolf, Rolf, Rolf, Rolf, Rolf, Rolf, you sent them off, look. What's wrong with you,
Rolf Harris, Harry, not Ralph.
Sorry, Ralph. Rolf, now, look, Ralph, Rolf.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks, Harry.
Hold the Bible in your right hand, Rolf.
Yeah.
And read from this card.
Oh, right. I've always been a big fan of yours, Harry.
Very kind, Rolf. Thank you. Now, what a nice thing to say. Now, then, you are our celebrity judge.
Yeah.
And I suppose in your case, we're talking about some sort of kangaroo court, are we?
All right, that does it.
No, I'm just joking. Oh. Come back, Rolf. Come back. Come on. Just a little joke then, AC. Now, it says here that you are an Australian.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
Tell me, whereabouts in Earl's Court do you live?
Look, I don't have to stand for this.
No, Rolf, come on. Come back. We're just messing about. We're just messing about.
Okay. I suppose you'll be asking me next whether everything's upside down in Australia.
You mean it's not?
That does.
Sorry, I was just, messing around. And,
yes.
Just pulling your... Now that Rob, you're probably best known for the legal case in which you pointed out there was an instinctive attraction in the proposition that a retributory system of justice should not visit penal consequences on acts which were the ultimate consequence of an event outside the volition of the actor, and that it was not sufficient to acknowledge the special circumstances by mitigating the penalty.
Yes.
Some of our younger listeners might remember you for Cartoon Time.
That's right, Harry. Yeah, yeah.
Now, I used to love it on Cartoon Time when you described your drawings as you did them. That was great. And so what I thought we could do for you today, right, it being radio, anyway, perhaps describe one of somebody else's pictures.
Yeah, well, I should think so. OK. What have you got for me?
How about Picasso's Guernica?
Okay, bring it on.
Right, well, let's have a look at it here. OK, there's a sort of a lady there. Yeah, funny-looking one at that. And you can see she's screaming. And there's a bull's head poking through the top of it. as if to go like, you know, like... And can you tell what it is yet? Well, it's a funny sort of perspective, isn't it? And you've got lights flashing there. And there's somebody running, going, get me out, get me out. And you can tell they're looking a bit spooky there. And the whole lot is going like...
Picasso's Guernica there, as described by Rolf Harris. Of course, you've got another string to your bow, haven't you? It's not just the painting.
No, the singing, you mean, do you?
Yes, yeah. Time of Kangaroo, Downsport, Two Little Boys.
Stairway to Heaven, yeah.
But there's one style you haven't tried and you've always fancied doing.
That's right, Harry. Opera.
Opera.
Opera, yeah. I want to be Australia's answer to Kiri...
Kitanawa.
Yeah, I'd love to get to know Harry, yeah.
You're doing a little bit of opera for us now, aren't you?
That's right, Harry. Mm. I thought I'd do that lovely serenade, O Solo Mio.
Right, absolutely, why not? So while Cliff Ranger and the orchestra tune up... ladies and gentlemen, with Napa Evangelista and his Dalek Shop Trio singing Sole Mio, Mr. Rolf Harris.
Sole, più bello nei, a sole, sole mio, stand from your day.
Hey, I'm
stand. Stand from your day.
Hello?
Hello, Harry. Finsbury Park here. I've got those test results on little Alan.
What's the news?
Well, I've got a question for you first. Do you bathe the boy yourself?
You're joking, aren't you, FP? I don't go near him.
I thought so. See, I had a look at his belly button.
The button of the belly, yes.
He hasn't got one.
Hey?
No, he hasn't got one. He's got hundreds of them.
Good Lord. Rolf, do you know what this means?
Yeah. Means he's a pearly king. He's worth between $4,000 and $5,000 at auction.
Alan, get me Hugh Scully on the phone. Mum, get me a honky-tonk piano. We're celebrating.
And as the knees go up and the celebrations commence, we leave the fruit corner happy in the knowledge that, at long last, money will be coming in. Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.
That was Martin Hyder's Fruit Corner, starring Martin Hyder and the Hyder family, written by Harry Hill and featuring Harry Hill, Ed Ladore, Phil Nice, Joanna Brooks, Al Murray, Brenda Gilhooly, Matt Bradstock, and our special guest, Rolf Harris. Used by Cliff Ranger and the Cliff Ranger Singers. The producer is Joan Magnuson.